I'm pretty excited about it. You know, I played for Paul Thompson last year in Denmark, and you know, I enjoyed playing for him, and he was the main reason I decided to come to Sheffield.
How much of an influence was he as a head coach? Was he the main reason why you signed for the club?
Yeah, definitely. He contacted me, you know, shortly after he got the job, and you know, I thought it was a good opportunity for me to come play there, especially with them playing in the Champions League this year. You know, it's good exposure, and you know, like I said, I enjoyed playing for him.
Was it a straightforward process, a straightforward decision for you, or did you take a bit of convincing?
It didn't take a whole lot of convincing. I had talked to a few people, and I had heard great things about Sheffield and the organization, and you know, the arena they have there, and everything. It took me a lot of time to consider it. I wanted to make sure I was making the right decision, and you know, I feel that I have.
What's Paul Thompson like as a head coach? You'll know him from obviously your time at Aalborg. What's he like?
He's a very, very intense coach, but I think he's also, you know, really fair with the guys. So if you're playing well, he'll reward you, and you know, you'll hear about it if you're not. And I think that's you know, something that you need in a coach. And you know, I think he's really fair with his guys, and he's always kept his word with me. And I think that's a huge quality to have in a head coach.
Is he a motivator? Does he, you know, does he give you the hairdryer treatment if you know, if things aren't going well? Is he? You mentioned he's quite an intense character in the locker room. Just tell me a bit more about that.
You know, I think he'll be great with the group we'll have in Sheffield. You know, I think he'll work really well with older guys and older pros that have been around for a long time. Just because I think that's the type of players he likes to coach. I think he really can find ways to get guys going, and yeah, he's good at that.
And you're a young lad yourself, only 24 years of age. What do you want to get out of this this move in Sheffield?
I want to get the exposure, obviously, with the Champions League. I think that would be huge for me. You know, and I really want to enjoy my time there, and I think that everything I've heard from Sheffield, it sounds like a great place to live and a great place to play hockey.
And in terms of Paul Thompson, we've spoken about what he's like as a coach. Obviously, he's got a bit of a reputation for developing talent as well. Was that a factor into it as a young professional wanting to develop in ice hockey?
Yeah, definitely. You know, he worked with me, you know, quite a bit last year, and especially kind of things on the power play and getting shots off quicker and things like that. But I also think he allows you just to play hockey, and just he knows that everyone at this level has the ability, and they've been around long enough that they know basically what they need to do. So he kind of gives you the freedom to do that within his system.
Just tell me a bit about yourself as a player. What kind of defenseman are you?
I'd say I'm an offensive defenseman. I like to join the rush, and you know, I can quarterback a power play. And you know, I think in the last couple of years, I've really worked on being better defensively. And you know, that was something last year that having Tom will coach me, I think my game came a long ways in that aspect.
And you can certainly see from looking at your points last year, 19 points in 36 games, obviously you were a big part of kind of setting up that power play.
Yeah, I thought so. You know, we struggled a lot throughout the year to get our power play going, and you know, I think that was just kind of the guys that we had there in Aalborg. We weren't you know, a huge goal scoring club like some of the other teams in Denmark, so we didn't have anyone with, you know, really big yearly totals. But, you know, throughout the year, what Tomo taught me, you know, is I think that'll translate into, you know, other power play units with, you know, some different guys.
And how much do you know about the Elite League? And have you spoken to many former teammates or other pros about what the standard of hockey is like in Sheffield?
You know, I played with Gord Baldwin a little bit a couple of years ago, so I talked to him throughout this process. And, you know, he said the hockey's pretty good, and I imagine it is because I've looked at the, you know, who plays there and stuff, and a lot of the guys I've played against in the East Coast and, you know, in the American League a little bit, so I can kind of gauge what the hockey's like there. But you know, I haven't had a real great chance to see the hockey. You know, we played a few exhibition games against the Fife Flyers last year, and you know, that kind of gave me a little bit of a reading on it, but nothing too substantial.
What kind of things did Gord Baldwin have to say about it, his time in Sheffield? Obviously, he's been here for the last 2 years now, so knows the club quite well.
He said he really enjoyed it. You know, he did the schooling program, And he said that he highly recommended that. And, you know, he just said it was a great place to live. And, you know, it was a very good organization. He really enjoyed his time here.